Please be seated. I sometimes find it difficult to focus on my prayers when I'm alone. And I bet I'm not the only one who finds that difficult from time to time. It's just so easy to get distracted from my prayers by the litany of things that are cluttering my mind. It's just hard to clear my mind. Did I prep for that meeting at 10? Have I picked up the dry cleaning? Did I remember that I can't have lunch with so-and-so today and call them? And on my worst days, I start noticing cobwebs. Oh, don't tell me you haven't too. I oftentimes find it a lot easier to pray in a community of faith. I used to go to the Order of St. Helena's, which is a convent of Episcopal nuns that was located in Newburgh, New York, and every month I would go do Eucharist for them. I'd drive up there and spend the night and do the evening offices and the morning offices. We'd do evening prayer, then we'd have a silent dinner, then we'd have compline. Then we'd enter the great silence until the next morning, where we had morning prayer, then Eucharist. And their cloistered rhythm of life, it was really easy to feel centered in a place where the walls were so thick with prayer. I felt so close to God. I felt as if God was really listening and really hearing my prayers. Then I re-enter the real world, and all of the distractions that came with it would return. And I'd find myself unfocused again, facing all the same old distractions. So I understand why the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. In the busyness of life, we tend to forget how to do this, don't we? Actually, how should I pray? Or more put another way to me, people ask, am I praying the proper way? That's probably the most common question I get. People tend to think that there's a specific way they need to be praying. They feel intimidated about talking with God because asking God for exactly what's on their hearts. Will God be offended if they don't strike the proper prayer pose? Will the phrasing of their prayers with the proper language, will God be offended if that's wrong? And will these things affect God's answer to their prayers? Well, I understand this. We are, after all, talking to the Creator of heaven and earth, and it can be intimidating. But you know what I tell people? There's no wrong way to pray, and there's no wrong place to pray. Because at its very core, this is what prayer is: a simple conversation with God. An intimate and simple conversation with God. It doesn't require piety of action or place. It doesn't require assuming a certain prayerful position or stance. It does require intimacy and persistence. Ask God for what you want and be specific. That's what Jesus says this morning. Ask for what you want and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Yet in all my 14 years of ordained ministry, not one time has anyone come up to me and asked why their prayer was answered. No one has ever come up to me and say, why did I get exactly what I asked for? But I do get questions like these. I prayed without ceasing for my friend to live, but they died. I prayed that my illness would not reoccur, but it has. I prayed that my relationship with my friend would be restored and we would heal, but it hasn't. We've all asked those questions and we've all been left with no answers. And we all wonder why we didn't get what we asked for. Didn't Jesus just tell us all we have to do is ask? Well, I don't have the answer to that specific question, But I will tell you, I've heard some really bad theology for trying to explain it away. Your faith just wasn't strong enough. You didn't pray hard enough. Or the one that tips me over the edge every time, everything happens for a reason. That is pitiful theology. All that does is make God look like a vindictive God. So maybe there's another way to look at this same question. Because I personally think God does answer all prayers. We just don't always understand the answer or the timing at the moment. For example, maybe God, just maybe, God did answer your prayer, and the answer was no. You ever think about that? First time a priest told me that, I said, I've been praying forever about this, and I haven't heard from God. And the priest said, well, maybe you did, and the answer was no. I didn't like that answer. Don't remember what I was praying for, but I just didn't like the thought that God would say no to me. But just because we don't get what we want doesn't mean the prayer wasn't answered. It means our prayer wasn't answered according to our desires. Or it might mean your prayer is right, but the timing is wrong. You want your prayer answered now, this very minute. But God knows that you need to grow into your prayer request before it's answered. It's too early for you to get what you're praying for. You need to receive. You're not ready to receive it. You're still wanting to go right, and God wants you to go left. So you need time to learn and discern that God's time is correct. And if you've ever had those times, you know, you look back over something that happened a year ago, and you suddenly realize why the prayer wasn't answered at that moment. 20/20 hind vision is a beautiful thing. Because sometimes it takes a long time to see that God's time is best. In the last few weeks, with all of the terror attacks, I have found myself asking God, how do I pray? And what do I pray for? Do I pray for the evil hearts of this world to be turned? Well, of course I do. But I got to be honest with you, that feels like a rather benign and empty prayer right now that isn't being answered as fast as I want it to be. But what I have come to see and to understand in my heart in these last few weeks is sometimes God uses us to answer prayer. You see, God was present in answering prayer when the people in Orlando were being shot and other people were falling over their bodies to protect them from being killed. Or when the people of Nice, France started waving total and complete strangers into their homes to protect them from being shot or run over. Or when the police in Dallas and Baton Rouge point blank asked for prayer and they received it in great abundance. Yeah, I think prayers are always answered, just maybe not the way we expect it. So in the final analysis, it doesn't matter how we pray, just pray. Pray without ceasing. It may be that we're praying in the prayer-soaked walls of a convent or trying to focus our prayers in the busyness of life, but wherever you are, the end result is going to be the same. Prayer fills the endless universe of God, and they are all heard by our loving God, even when we think they aren't. On my better days, I know this to be true, and I hold fast to that truth. But on those other days, those days when I don't feel like God is answering my prayers, I always find myself humbly saying, Lord, teach me to pray. Amen.